a ticket to his one-man show. Oh, 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 kind of a Joe from Kokomo.
Who's a chick that's got the shtick? She's got that dirty lowdown. Oh, oh, oh.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from newsounds.org and streaming live on Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. Back in the 90s, the squirrel nut zippers were way ahead of the curve, probably because they were so far behind it. At a time when hip-hop was going mainstream and grunge was all over the radio, the squirrel nut zippers brought the sounds of swing jazz, of gypsy jazz, of mid-20th century pop to the American airwaves. Their album Hot quickly went gold and then platinum. But the band hasn't made a new record since 2001. Their new album called Beasts of, now I'm going to have to say this correctly, Beasts of Burgundy is their first record of new material in 17 years. And it brings the Squirrel Nut Zippers to our studio, and they're going to start us off with a song called West of Zanzibar.
West of Zanzibar. Where you can go, it's no matter where you are. When your spirit's feeling low, meet me west of Zanzibar. Or hide away across the sea, it's waiting there for you and me. That's where I'll chase my falling star, east of Eden, west of Zanzibar. There's no reason to cry, my love. This is not goodbye, my love. Come to me, darling, where you are, east of Eden. West of Zanzibar. The minarets make silhouettes such an exciting, exotic refrain. Imperfect light, I spend my nights, my darkest days
in the alleyway.
I find a way each lonesome hour. Two lips like fragrance, spices and flowers. There's no denying what the spirit craves. He's done.
West of Zanzibar. We'll be right back.
fragrance, spices, and flowers. There's no denying what the spirit craves. It's the leader.
Squirrel Nut Zippers, live on Soundcheck. The song is called West of Zanzibar from the brand new album called Beasts of Burgundy. Jimbo Mathis and his merry band, to whom I will introduce you momentarily, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John. So proud to be here on your fine station.
So are you prepared for one person after another saying Beasts of Burgundy? Or
yes.
maybe Beasts of Burden.
Yeah, we are completely prepared for everything.
As long as
they're
talking about
them. Yeah, just, you know, we don't care what you call us, just don't call us late to dinner.
Right, right. So it is Burgundy because it's named after...
It's a street that runs from in the Marigny district of New Orleans, I suppose, and that's where we got the revival going, and I met a lot of the new... Mm-hmm. Members of the band, and we first rehearsed and got the spirit back right there on Burgundy. And behind the bar they call Bufas.
Uh-huh. So New Orleans, you know, it features prominently in the lyrics in a couple of songs. I mean, Mardi Gras, the city of New Orleans.
Almost every song has a New Orleans tie running through it.
Yeah.
So it's really a kind of a love letter, a twisted little love letter to the city that we love so much.
Yeah. There's also, the great New Orleans pianist, Jelly Roll Morton, famously referred to jazz as having what he called the Spanish tinge. Yes, exactly. And that, you know, you kind of take that to, there's some Afro-Caribbean kind of, Afro-Cuban music
very
on
much
this
so.
Record.
And, yes, sir, very much so. We got the Hey Shango, sort of an ode to the old Congo Square days when the slave drumming were allowed on Sundays.
Right. You know. So it seems like this is a way in which the current version, you know, Squirrel Nut Zippers V2.0, is similar to version 1, which is songs chock full of allusions and references to earlier music. Is that...
Yeah, and it's a lot of our stuff is parody and dark humor and some subterfuge in there, so
yeah,
it's kind of backward-looking and current and forward-looking in funny ways, but... seemingly nostalgic, I suppose.
Right, right. But with this kind of undercurrent of this sort of wry humor, and as you say, there is often a kind of a darker edge to some of the songs.
Indeed, indeed.
What was the, I guess I could ask this about both versions of the band, what was the original intention? Was it a kind of musicological exercise? You know, there's all this great old music, and let's show people what it was, or was it more of a just kind of a reaction to being...
It was a reaction to just being exposed to these types of early American music, and a reaction as wanting to participate in that, and mm-hmm. wanting to try my hand at making those types of sounds. And so it was really just an artistic sort of folly. It was quite an accident that we were ever even heard by anyone. You know, our intention was just to really explore the music for our own enjoyment.
Right.
Cook fried chicken, drink cheap beer, sit in the yard in lawn chairs.
What could be better than that? We're speaking with Jimbo Mathis, guitarist, vocalist, playing what looks like the original banjo. Yeah.
This is the one that came down off the mountain.
And also with us, Dr. Sick on violin and vocals, but strapping on a guitar for the moment. Sella Blue is now, yeah. Jimbo and Sella, you're the two quote unquote lead singers.
That's correct. That's correct.
Although Sick sings, and Henry was singing, the sax player as well on Zanzibar. John Zarsky on trumpet, Steve Suter on trombone, Leslie Martin is tucked away in the corner at our piano, and Nielsen Bernard III tucked in the other corner behind our drum kit, and Tamara Nicolai playing a very colorful upright bass.
I'd like to add, if I may, Tamar Korn is a Brooklyn-based singer, and she sings on the new Beast of Burgundy record as well. She sings on a couple of tracks on that. So if she's listening or any of her fans are listening, they can find her on our new release.
Which is just out from Squirrel Nut Zippers. The band is back after a long period of being away. You know, it seemed like it all kind of fell apart around the turn of this century.
Oh, and we've been falling apart since the very beginning.
So what was it that kind of made you think, Jimbo, that it was time to not reunite but to revive the band?
You know, it was out of my mind for a long time. I was so busy with other music productions and whatnot that it was kind of the furthest thing from my mind, but it just when I started thinking about the music again and realizing all the new talent that was available out there.
So which came first, the band or the songs?
The band. We had we just wrote all these last July. Once I met everybody and really got to know Sick and all the cast and mm-hmm. get to know their personalities, you know, because like you said earlier, a lot of our songs are, well, they're self-referential.
Right,
I'll write something about, I'll see something about Sick and I'll write him in a song. Or I'll see something about one of the other cats and I'll weave them in there. So it gave me a direction to see how much talent, for example, Sick was bringing in with his burlesque and MC background.
It's Dr. Sick. His parents must be so proud. Yes. So at least use the title.
Dr. Sick. Well, his license is up for question.
Uh-huh. All right.
It's questionable. it encouraged me to start writing again. And it just really came in a flash, yeah. You know.
Well, many of the tracks on the album are songs, which is to say they have singing and lyrics and stuff, but there are also some instrumentals. Predictably, for Squirrel Nut Zippers, there's a two-part instrumental where we get part two before we get part one.
Naturally.
But this one, Axeman Jazz, you know, I mean, you're a band that's about fun, and it's nice to occasionally remind people that you guys can actually play.
We got some serious chops in here.
Which we're about to hear demonstrated. So here's another live performance from Squirrel Nut Zippers here in the studio. Axeman Jazz in a live performance.
Y'all ready?
We're ready. We'll be right back.
Squirrel Nut Zippers, evidently quite pleased with themselves after performing Axeman Jazz live here in the Soundcheck studio. So, Jimbo, there must be charts for a piece like that, right?
Yeah, oh, sure. That's a composition actually by Dr. Sick and Henry Westmoreland. So, okay. Yeah, there's charts.
So we evolved. We used sheet music for that one.
Fancy that.
Chart. Very nice. Very fancy. And when you record this stuff, I mean, as people watching on Facebook right now can see, you know, we've brought out our vintage mics, you know, the old RCA ribbon mics from the middle of the 20th century, yeah. Because that's just the perfect sound for brass instruments. When you guys make records, you know, the sounds are old. Is the equipment old as well? Are you an analog
that's
guy?
That's the very mic we use. We use three microphones in one horn. Three horns in one microphone. So we actually go even simpler.
Right.
So when we recorded Beast of Burgundy, that 44 right there is what the horns played into.
That's the one that
and
Steve is
using.
And
we do it just like they're seeing right now, all in a room like this. The piano's there. The drum, it's almost just exactly like this.
Right.
But with taller ceilings and whatnot.
Right, right. But the point being that, you know, this is not a digital thing where tracks are layered one atop the other,
sir.
And then the songs are assembled afterwards by...
It's all done on the spot.
So New Orleans very much part of the DNA of this edition of Squirrel Nut Zippers, but you, Jimbo, are a Mississippi boy.
Correct.
Did you grow up with... you know, just what everybody else grew up with on the radio? Or, you know, did you grow up with Delta Blues,
yes.
with old jazz? Really,
yeah,
you
my
did?
My father, I grew up in my family band, so I started when I was six. So I learned the Southern American folk canon from Carter Family, Jimmy Rogers, blues, gospel, and all that from my father and all his cronies. So, and then I started tiptoeing around New Orleans in my teens, late teens, and seeing the brass bands and seeing... That was really coming back in the 80s then, you know. Some of that stuff is kind of disappearing, especially some of the old brass band stuff. The Creole jazz stuff was falling away, but there was just starting to come back like Dirty Dozen was playing.
Right, and, right.
That's when I first got a big dose of the brass scene down there,
and
the
here
uptown
in,
scene and all that.
Here in New York, we had the Klezmer Revival, which also, you know, lots of
about
brass
the same
band.
Time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you've been away... for 17 years. In the music industry, that is the end of one era and the beginning of another.
Yeah, it's like a new ice age.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas before, and when I was just figuring out what the world, the Zippers were going to be, you know, you had to go to the library in a different state sometimes to right. find a record or a document. Or you had to go to Washington, D.C. to the Library of Congress to find Robert Johnson lyrics and have somebody go and retrieve them.
Right.
You know, and I did all that, you know, by hand. But now it's incredible because you can just, you have it all. So I think it would be a great time to be starting out and wanting to concoct something new because you've got everything at your fingertips.
Yeah, guys, we should start a band.
I've been meaning to talk to y'all about something while we're all here and got our instruments.
Well, you know what? We started this session with just a little bit from the record, Beast of Burgundy, the track, the first single, actually, Carnival Joe from Kokomo. And, you know, you wrote that song. Carnival Joe could have been from anywhere that started. He could have been from Kalamazoo.
Yes.
But you chose Kokomo.
Yes.
Because, you know, that is going to resonate with Beach Boys fans and with Robert Johnson fans and, you know, old Delta Blues fans.
I did not even think about that.
Oh, come on.
Do you have a plan?
It's fun to spell.
It's just a funny sound. I had to Google it and figure out where Kokomo was. It's in Indiana, I think.
It is.
But, you know, actually, I didn't think. I was just a...
Really?
I write from titles, and I'll just get a flash for a title, and it'll just come to me. But, yeah, so it's a pure inspirational thing, not really a thought-out thing.
Well, next time
no,
someone...
No, it's really what you said.
Yeah, I was just going to say, next time someone says that, you should, yes, I was thinking along both of those lines.
Which is true. You'll never know. Nobody but my hairdresser knows for sure.
All right, now, we've heard you singing lead, Jimbo. We've heard the band do an instrumental. Now it's time for Sella to get her chance to shine. Tell us about this next song.
Well, this is one, being part of the history of show business and the history of New Orleans as this album is themed, you know, we had to get strippers in there and the good old burlesque dancers. So I think Gypsy Rose Lee was actually based out of Jersey or New York. She
She broke off of Broadway trying to do
right. So this is this is name checking a great stripper by the name of Gypsy Rose Lee. And Cella Blue is going to tell you all about it.
I've been pushed around and beaten down, manhandled and abused. Seems like every time I turn around, a friend is gone, another chance blown. Someone's given me the runaround. I pick myself up. I'm not gonna let them hold my hand. No, I'm gonna follow the lead of the old queens of Bourbon Street. You know, they used to tell me, Cella, honey,
feature in this little set here in the Soundcheck studio from the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Everybody's got a little piece.
And I liked it.
I think it's a good thing we're wrapping up because I think Dr. Sick could use a cold shower right about now. You're getting him pretty excited during that.
That suit is walking on stone.
Use What Mama Gave You is the name of the song from the new record Beasts of Burgundy by Squirrel Nut Zippers. And so, Jimbo, the current tour takes you through our parts, City Winery, on Wednesday night.
Yes, sir. We're charging around up here.
And then Oxford, Mississippi, you got something happening late in April. And
right, we're doing kind of a homecoming there in my town, and then down in New Orleans at Tipitina's the
following night.
Oh, nice. And that'll be a nice little homecoming for the Beasts.
Shaka Khan.
Very nice. Beasts of Burgundy's new record, it sounds great. You guys seem to be having a ton of fun playing it, and I'm really glad you came in and played for us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Great
thanks
job.
To your All listeners right. and the staff.
Job.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. This session was engineered by George Wellington. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.